And now for our story. Yesterday, when things looked blackest for all concerned and hope had reached its lowest ebb, Max came through with a bottling works that he literally pulled from his hat. He had gone looking for an old bottling works that he could buy secondhand, only to find that he was the possessor of a sarsaparilla works that belonged to his father, and consequently to Max, who was chairman of the board of the Sanders Interest. This stroke of good luck completely changed the picture of gloom to that of rejoicing. And even John Fowler, who had been getting a bit lukewarm on the whole proposition, has had a change of heart and is regaining his lost enthusiasm for the Stratford Springs Corporation. After so many delays and setbacks, it seems hardly possible that the bottling of the water, which is an initial step and consequently a very important one in the development of the spring, is really underway. At least the equipment has been delivered and is lying all over the floor of the basement of the hotel in what looks like hopeless confusion. As our story opens, Max and Daddy are looking on, giving advice to Danny, who is manfully wrestling with a rather ominous pile of blueprints. Please, Daddy, give me a break, will you?
What's the matter?
Nothing at all, except with you singing in my ear, I can't hear myself think.
Yeah, what's the idea? Yeah, Daddy, listen, give the kid a chance. What are you to figure them things out?
Oh, so you're all against me, huh?
Why, sure.
Well, gentlemen, if I may call you that, you mug.
Huh?
I know when I'm not wanted, and I shall leave.
Oh, Daddy, you're always up. You wouldn't leave even if we said for you to go.
Oh, I wouldn't, wouldn't I? Yeah, why, I dare you to ask me.
Wait a minute. I don't know why you two are over to have so much trouble getting along lately. What's the matter?
It's because you've got to be so dinged hard to get along with.
I know what it is. It's because you're so pig-headed.
Oh, you're calling me pig-headed now, you young whippersnapper.
Why do you treat me as though I didn't know anything?
Now, wait a minute. Listen, you guys, will you? Now, I was trying to pour waters on the trouble ore of you or something. I wasn't looking for you two to fight it out right now. We got work to do.
Work?
Yeah.
Don't look so very hard to me.
Now, what are you talking about? You don't even understand what it's all about.
Oh, I don't, eh? Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Know-it-all. I was something of an expert mechanic long before you was in this world.
Hold on to your hats, boys. Hey, listen, you guys argue it out, will you? I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, the way you talk, one would think there was never another mechanic in the whole world but you. Tell me all about your great discovery, Mr. Einstein Beckford. I haven't been reading about it in the papers recently yet. What's wrong?
Oh, why, you little whippersnapper. I ought to take you across my knee and knock a little sense and respect into you. Even if you are a grown-up married man. Tell me about it.
Oh, I don't see how I'm ever going to get anything done if you keep plaguing me here.
You're not going to be doing anything anyway. Might as well have a little company to help you.
Look, you just shut up a minute, Daddy. I'll put this bottling works together before you can say Jack Robinson. Now, let's see. The gear goes right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, next to the belt that pulls the bottles around to be filled.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, you're a cuckoo, Danny.
Huh?
Even if you are, my son. That's the flywheel. That runs the whole shebang. You got to put it up front where the motor connects.
All right, then.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Fine thing. We put this gear up front where the motor goes, and what have we got for the parts where the motor don't go?
Search me, I don't answer the don't go questions. We got to get these gears in the right place. And you're the mechanic.
That's just what I said, Daddy. I'm the mechanic, and that gear goes right here for the buckling.
Right here for the buckling, yes. It don't look right, Danny. Right, this old chest really works is like a kind of early vintage car I know of. You take it apart, and you either got too many parts left when you put it together again, or you ain't got enough.
Yeah, but the car always runs, and that's what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just so the bottling works runs when we get it together. How do we care if we have no parts at all?
I tell you, Danny, I can't help think that Max left some of these parts out of the old chest really works when he moved these things in. Don't look like the bottling works, this junk you've got here.
Oh, it don't look as bad as it looks, Danny. Here, help me with this tapping business.
Oh, why don't you speak English, Danny? Don't look as bad as it looks. That don't make sense. Guys, that tapping business, don't go up there so high. We can't reach it up there. It goes down here like this. Yeah. Now, it's an operator.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Quit heckling him, will you, Pop? No. Let him figure it out.
Hey, we won't bother you anymore, Danny. Now, go right ahead. Come on over here, Stratford, will you? I got something to say.
What's the big secret, Mitch?
Oh, it ain't nothing, but I just think that Danny can work better if we don't talk to him.
Oh, he didn't come to mention, huh?
Well, no, I don't know if that's it or not, but he gets kind of nervous if you look over his shoulder.
You know, I tell you, Max, you just give me 5 minutes with that gay stuff. I'm a natural born...
Yeah, I know. I heard all about what you used to fix Rube taxi cab with gum and hairpins.
Yeah, and it worked, too. Boy, I had two friends, the carburetor and distributor, running on the package of chewing gum and a half package of hairpins.
Well, I think we want this bottle to work to look a little better than Rube's taxi.
Well, what's wrong with Rube's jalopy?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. But don't you think it's just a little bit old?
Oh, but that ain't old. He's got about 180,000 miles on it.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. But the way he takes care of it, ought to be good for another 50,000 at least.
Damn, by that time he can retire and put the poor thing out in the pasture so that he can spend the rest of its days in peace and content.
Hey, man, you move in here quick.
Yeah. What is it, Danny? Huh?
Hey, there's something wrong with these blueprints.
Something wrong? Why, what's wrong with them?
They look like blueprints to me.
Why, sure.
That's right. They're blueprints, all right, but not the right ones.
Hmm.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm registering this place.
And what for?
You. It's a poor workman who blames his tools.
I suppose you just coined that phrase in the first.
All right, Danny. All right, now take it easy, will you? And just relax. We can't have any fighting on this job. But
why does he always act as though I didn't know what I was doing?
Because most of the time you don't.
Okay, I quit. You put the thing together
by yourself. Danny, now listen, you can't leave us like this.
I not only can, but I am.
Yeah, but I know, but don't you see that...
Yeah, now you're done. Now what are we going to do?
Oh, you're too darn sensitive anyway.
Yeah, but what are we going to do?
Well, I could get Pete, the garage mechanic, to help us.
Yeah, we could get him if we hadn't already asked him.
Oh, he said no, huh?
Well, you know what he said. He was standing right alongside of me when I asked him.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember.
Now, listen, what's getting into you, Daddy? Say, I never seen that so absent-minded.
It's just that everything is getting so complicated.
Oh, speaking of things getting complicated, say, how about starting to work on this here bottling work?
Hey, that's a good idea. What did I do?
Well, I don't know. It was your idea that you knew more than Danny about him. How's your chance? Give out, Stafford.
Yes, I don't want you to get sore or anything, but when I looked at them blueprints before, I found I can't figure them out either.
What?
Yeah, there's something wrong with them.
Well, blueprints is blueprints, ain't they?
Yeah, if they're the right ones, they are, but you can't put a bottling works together with a blueprint of a cement mixer.
I don't follow you. What is it?
Yeah. Take a look at them yourself.
What?
Yeah.
Holy Moses. Pigeonhole cement mixer. Say, how did these things get here?
Don't ask me.
Now, listen, we got to do something. We got to think of something.
Well, we can't put this stuff together with these things, that's the thing.
Yeah, bottling works making cement instead of putting caps on the bottles. Say, that's pretty fine.
Yeah, what about getting somebody from the old cast daily works to come over and give us a hand?
Well, now, that's not bad as a starter, but I don't think we can find any of those old mechanics. But the place has been closed for several years.
Well, how's everything getting along?
Oh, it ain't getting, sir. It's a dead stop.
I thought maybe there was something wrong.
Well, how did you know?
Well, I was coming over here. I ran into Danny. He was very angry about something.
Yeah, and Daddy told him that he didn't know what he was doing, so he walked out on him.
Oh, Daddy, you shouldn't have said that to him. You know how he is.
Yes, I know how he is. But he's got to get over it, or he's never going to get anywhere.
Well, we got to get going and find some way to get going, or we're not going to get anywhere either.
First, we better find someone who knows what this is all about.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, we got the wrong blueprint for the first thing. They're for a concrete mixer, not a bottle of wood.
Well, that's just complicated. Complicated ain't the word. They're a complete sample.
Yeah, I don't know what we can.
May I come in?
Huh? Well, I don't see what we can do about it. You are in.
That's got to be my thing. Huh? Well, Mr. Carter, we're not quite settled in our new plant.
Yes, yeah, so I see. Quite a bit of machinery you have here, eh?
No, just a few odds and ends. Ain't much, really.
I expect by tomorrow you'll be turning out bottle after bottle of spring water.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Carter, we're having a little trouble.
Now, listen, don't tell him.
Why shouldn't I be told, Mr. Tilling?
Because I don't like the way you part your teeth. Now, is that good enough? I don't like you, and I never have, and what's more, I never will.
I see.
And I don't like you snooping around, looking over our shoulders, sticking your big nose in all our affairs. Now, does that sink into your geranium?
Well, Tilly, is this what's known as returning good for evil?
Oh, huh? Please,
don't
Matt, please.
Yeah, Max, there ain't no use in fighting.
Oh, I assure you, Mrs. Southern, I didn't come here to fight with Max.
I thought perhaps I could be of some help.
You ain't never been no help to nobody, not even your mother.
That's not silly, but I do know something about a bottling work.
Yeah?
Having worked for several years in one in Chicago.
Nice job. You know how to put them together?
I think I could put this one together blindfolded.
Well, get yourself a blindfold and let's see what's happened.
No, I won't have anything from this guy.
Oh, Max, you know that we've already accepted quite a bit from Mr. Carter.
If you mean the use of this basement, you know that I held out against taking it.
But you did, didn't you?
Well, I'm telling you once and for all that we're not taking this place from you for nothing. You'll be paid rent. If it takes every last cent of mine to pay it.
Really, Tilly, you're very difficult.
Yeah?
Perhaps after you know me better, you won't be so suspicious.
Well, I know you as well as I care to know you. If I ever meet you again in my life, I'll have to be too soon.
Well, as long as you feel that way, I'll leave.
No, it's not fair of you, Matt.
Huh?
Mr. Carter offered his hand in friendship, and you refused it.
And I'll keep on refusing.
Oh,
Matt,
you don't mean that. Now, I can't understand that.
Well, now, understand this. Unless Carter gets out, I throw him up.
I won't let you do that, Matt.
All right, then I get out. This place ain't big enough for the two of us.
Oh, Max, wait a minute.
He's gone.
Oh, he'll get over his little temper. Don't worry, Mrs. Southern.
Oh, everything's fine.
Now, about these works, I think we ought to get started immediately if we're going to get anything done today.
Yeah. Go right ahead, Roger.
Well, I hope he's not on.
Oh, I'll talk to him later, Mrs. Southern. Don't worry. Just leave everything to me.
Just what is Carter's game now? He twists and turns so much that it's impossible to figure him out. And just how serious is Mary's difference with Max? Listen tomorrow for an exciting and amusing episode in the life of Mary Southern. Brought to you with the compliments of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.